Ah, the principal guest bedroom. Many a royal and upper-class personage has graced this room. Today, however, a certain Marianne North, an artist, unmarried, travels alone, painting flowers. Odd. Solid letters of introduction, independently wealthy. Extraordinary. She's writing in her diary. Secrets and gossip? Let's see.
Arrived Brisbane, 8th August, 1880. Hotel clean, but not attractive. I am not sorry to have accepted Mr. and Mrs. Joshua Bell's kind invitation to stay here at Government House. He is acting governor, no less. I must advise Sir Joseph, his letters of introduction win me respect and cooperation here. Although, as ever, some look askance at my travelling unaccompanied.
Well, a woman alone? Of course.
I've managed some out-of-doors sketching. Little is in flower in the Botanic Gardens, but the Government House garden is rich with sweet home flowers. Roses, carnations, heliotropes, a few tachomas and tisconias, which certainly proves cold weather here is rare. Dracaenas, strelitzias and Norfolk Island pines also give a different look to the gardens, as well as wattle trees, all yellow with thousands of fairy bulbs and leaves mimicking the eucalyptus.
She does have an eye for plants. I'll concede that.
The Botanic Gardens occupy the side of a low hill which slopes down to the river. The Governor's house and domain are at its immediate back. John Smullins, head gardener for almost 20 years, maintains a sizeable kitchen garden which looks robust enough to meet the house's produce needs for years to come.
Tis indeed. We've eaten well here, even when serious shortages have threatened across Brisbane.
It is curious how people ask me to assess the progress of the colony. I say I am too recent an arrival, but they press me still. The desire to know is admirable, but arises, perhaps, from want of confidence. I dislike responding, since I find Brisbane itself to be a most unattractive place, a sort of overgrown village with wide, empty streets of driving dust and sand surrounded by wretched suburbs of wooden huts scattered over steep, bare hills.
Sand? Sand? Has she seen our town at all? So much for our hospitality. Her father served many years in the House of Commons, hopefully with a firmer grip on proper behaviour of guests.